This is an Audio Holdings production.
Rock and Roll Confidential, Talking with the Beatles, by Jeffrey Giuliano. No other event had a greater effect on modern popular culture than Beatlemania. It permeated every level of society on a global scale. The Fab Four were demigods to an entire generation. The evidence is everywhere. No other musician's death was mourned more deeply than John Lennon's. Paul McCartney is today the world's wealthiest recording artist. Although they live in relative seclusion, George Harrison and Ringo Starr continue to garner headlines with their every move. It has been 30 years since the Beatles first burst upon the popular music scene, but nothing, it seems, can diminish our fascination with them. They revolutionized the dress, hairstyles, attitudes, and beliefs of an entire generation. And their impact on the lives of fans born even after they disbanded is powerful as well. Despite 25 years of media scrutiny, George Harrison, the quiet Beatle, remains the most enigmatic, elusive, and misunderstood of the Fab Four. His public persona is that of a dark, brooding man, cloaked in the folds of Eastern mysticism. Quiet, introspective, serious, and jealously guarding his privacy. John Lennon, however, was a different proposition altogether. Pre-Yoko, John was still the archetypal working-class intellectual upscale acid head. His own inner radar ever on the lookout for deeper, more meaningful levels of experience to help shape his already generously overloaded sensory framework. Once Yoko settled in for the duration, however, things quickly changed, and Lennon became forever tangled in her wacky, self-indulgent, artsy headspace. What isn't generally known is that towards the end of his life...